Marlis rolled her blue eyes, and Angelic chuckled.
"So I take it you wouldn't be unhappy if he should visit us again?"
"Oh, I think you could take that as a given, madame."
"Good," Angelic nodded. "I think that answers all of my questions, Marlis. Why don't you go and find your own breakfast now?"
"Of course, madame. Thank you." Marlis gave an abbreviated curtsy and withdrew, and Angelic cocked her head at Sundaria as the door closed behind the younger woman.
"Yes, mistress."
Sundaria was the only member of Angelic's household who habitually addressed her by that title rather than madame.
"Our Silkayan visitor last night was rather more interesting than Marlis realizes,"
Angelic told her. Sundaria quirked one eyebrow, and Angelic snorted.
"As a matter of fact, if he's telling the truth, and I rather think he is, he's not a Silkayan at all. Or at least, he's not here on any of Silkaya's affairs."
"No, mistress," Sundaria asked calmly when Angelic paused.
"He says, and I'm inclined to believe him, that he's here as a representative of the Carizians,"
Angelic said flatly.
"May I ask why you believe him, mistress?"
"Because he knows a great deal about me," Angelic replied. "He knows about the material I sent Adarai. He knows about Ninian."
Her eyes met Sandaria's.
"And, most disturbing of all, he knows about at least some of our guests."
"I see." If Sundaria was alarmed, she showed no sign of it. She simply frowned thoughtfully, eyes half closed for a moment, then looked back at her mistress.
"I'm sure you've considered the possibility that he's being less than truthful with you."
"Of course I have," Angelic shrugged. "In fact, I raised that very point with him, in a manner of speaking. And he pointed out in return that if he were an agent of Clintan's, they wouldn't be wasting time trying to entrap me."
"Unless they want you to lead them to those guests, mistress."
"I know."
Angelic sighed, returning her gaze to the fire-struck frost on the bedroom window.
"I think he's probably right, though, that Clintan would simply have ordered me arrested and put to the question."
There was the ghost of a tremor in her voice. No one who didn't know her extremely well would ever have noticed it, but Sundaria did know her well, and the maid's eyes narrowed slightly as she castigated herself for not noticing the locket around Angelic's neck. It did not constitute part of her mistress's regular sleeping attire.
"But even granting that he's right about Clintan," Angelic continued, oblivious to Sundaria's reaction to the locket, "it's always possible he's working for Reyno instead. We've seen Reyno keep things from Clintan until he's investigated them to his own satisfaction in the past."
"True, mistress," Sundaria nodded. "On the other hand, is it really likely he'd do something like that under the present circumstances?"
"I think not," Angelic said slowly.
She shook her head, slightly at first, then more firmly.
"Given how urgently Clintan's been looking for them, I don't think Reyno would sit on any clues as to their whereabouts that might come his way. That's one of the reasons I'm inclined to believe Master Jevons."
"One of the reasons?"
Sundaria repeated, raising an eyebrow once more.
"One,"
Angelic said, her smile going a bit off-center as she remembered Jevon's blinding speed and the impossible strength of his gentle grasp.
"Very well, mistress," Sundaria nodded,
her complete trust in Angelic's judgment evident.
"What do you wish to do?"
"I'm worried about the circle,"
Angelic said flatly.
"To be honest, I'm astonished Clintan has waited this long, assuming Samuel's right about his plans."
Her lovely eyes darkened, shadowed with the premonition of a long-anticipated grief.
"He won't wait much longer, though. I'm positive of that much, and when he moves, you know everyone he takes will be put to the question, at least.
Sandaria nodded again. Both of them knew exactly how efficient the Inquisition was at torturing information out of its prisoners. When the prisoners in question were the Grand Inquisitor's personal enemies, the interrogators could be counted upon to be even more ruthless than usual.
Samuel and Howard are the only two who know about us, Angelic continued. Or that's what I hope and believe at any rate. And I trust their courage completely. But if they're taken, we have to assume that eventually they'll reveal our involvement, however courageous they may be. And I'm afraid we can't be entirely certain. None of our guests have communicated with their husbands, so it's entirely possible someone else could be broken and lead the Inquisition at least to his own family. Which in turn...
She shrugged, and her maid nodded.
Under the circumstances, Sandaria, Angelic said, I think we have to assume this man is who he says he is. And if he is, then we have to accept his warning that it's time to smuggle our guests out of Zion. Now.
Yes, mistress.
Sandaria bent her head in an oddly formal bow, like an armsman acknowledging his liege's orders.
I'm afraid you're going to have to go shopping this afternoon.
Angelic smiled faintly.
See if you can find me some blue steel thistle silk.
Of course, mistress.